Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
I'm Sue London, and you're listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you create the life that you desire. Now, each week on Get Inspired Radio, we're going to bring you guests that have overcome challenges, guests who will inspire you, and guests who are going to share tools and techniques to help you create the life that you desire. Now, you can connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. That address, again, is AskSueLondon.com. Now, when you're at the website, make sure that you sign up for my free newsletter, because when you sign up for that free newsletter, you're going to receive 10 weekly inspiring videos that are filled with tools and techniques to help you create that life that you desire. Again, the address is AskSueLondon.com. So, Chris, my friend, how's life with you this week?
Oh, life is absolutely great. We're in high gear as usual, Sue, but that's a good thing because that's normal for me. And how about you?
You're healthy, are you? You got all your health back?
Yeah, I'm very healthy. As a matter of fact, I put in some extra hours this week. And even though I put in extra hours, I was actually, you know, I'm running on low sleep right now. So if at any time I start to... Whoa,
no.
Sorry about that.
No,
I'm just kidding. I'm wide awake for your show. I made sure that I've got the utmost energy for the Sue London show because I just love it.
Okay, you didn't turn to those chocolate bars and chips again, did you, before the show?
No, that was about 6 hours ago.
Oh, okay.
No, there was no chocolate bars at all. Actually, I went to, and I'm going to send them a bill for this. I went to Subway for lunch.
Oh, did you?
Yes, and had a very healthy sub.
You didn't go to our favorite restaurant next door?
I didn't go there today, but I'll go there maybe tomorrow or the next day.
I love their food. It's fantastic. Just fantastic. I'm missing their sandwiches. We had some excitement here in our house. My hubby Ross had surgery this week.
And he's doing great, right?
He's doing great. I was even in the operating room. And you talk about really, you know, stepping into your power. He had this growth on his wrist. And I don't want to freak anyone out. It's called a ganglia. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes, I've heard of that. I think it's common, isn't it?
It's very common, but what was happening was as when he would go out for his workouts, he works out at the gym 5 times a week, and it was getting bigger. So he thought he was going to the hospital to meet this surgeon just to have a consultation, and he actually cut it out. And so I was in the operating room with him as it was being done, and as the doctor was pulling all this solution out, he asked me if I was his wife, and I said yes. And I thought he was kidding. And he says, come here, feel this stuff. And I'm telling you, it's the grossest stuff in this, but... As a result of having this surgery, he's got to wear this brace for 3 weeks, minimum 6 weeks, maybe maximum. So I'm walking around being his right hand and driving the car for him and helping do all those things you need that extra hand for. So we're having lots of fun right now in the London house.
Well, it sounds like you've got a good surgeon, though. It sounds like he's very personable, you know, getting you involved with things. So, you know.
Oh, yeah. And I like that. And, you know, like that's where, you know, in our house, we step into our power and we support each other. And, you know, if we can be there for each other, we're going to be there. So when a nurse said, go get a coffee, I said, no, I'm going to be there for my husband. And then, you know, the doctor was fine with that. So, and he's doing great. So he's getting out of dishes and not having to cook meals right now. So he's pretty excited about that. So,
lucky him.
Yeah. And you know, he's the cook in the house, but it's the food's still turning out. Thank God for slow cookers, you know. But I have to tell you, and all our listeners, we have technically grown again. We've got our radio show now, Get Inspired, on LinkedIn as a company. I don't know. Did you see that, Chris?
No, you know what? I should spend more time on LinkedIn. I am on LinkedIn, and I know you and I are friends, but I've not seen that.
Yeah. Well, just anyone listening who is going to want to be a guest in the future on our show, I've started posting the kind of topics we're looking for. And if you go to LinkedIn, you go to Get Inspired Radio, there you'll see, you know, my profile. You'll see Chris's on there and WBLQ, and you'll see Dr. Pat and the Transformation Talk team. So, you know, check that out and keep following us there, because we do post stuff about our guests and, you know, different details that are going on with the station. So, yeah, it's another growing experience for me, that's for sure. And our guest last week, John Oscopinci, he was sharing that he was starting his own radio show, but he didn't know when. And he called me today to let me know that his first radio show is going to be his own as a host, is on Wednesday, February the 1st. And I've posted those details on that Get Inspired Radio company page on LinkedIn. It's also on my fan page on Facebook on Ask Sue London. So people, you can check that out. And we've got John booked again to come on March the 8th, and we're going to be focusing on children's health. So Chris and all the listeners, get your questions ready, because, you know, he's quite a knowledgeable guy.
All right. I'm starting to write them down now.
Very good. Now, we've got a great show today. We're going to be talking to Lori Bishop, and we're talking about common sense happiness. Now, let me tell you about Lori. Lori, she received her life coaching certificate from the award-winning, nationally accredited Southwest Institute of Healing Arts in Tempe, Arizona. She has been married to the same amazing guy since 1984, and they have two wonderful children who are now grown up. Lori spends her time with her family, coaching, learning, staying healthy and fit, commuting from Arizona, California, and Wyoming, and just overall enjoying the fantastic adventures of life. Now, folks, you can learn about Lori at her website, loribischoff.com, and her name is spelled LoreBischoff. It's Lori Bischoff. .com. So let's get her on the show. Lori, are you there?
I'm here, Sue.
Welcome to Get Inspired Radio, my friend.
Thank you. I'm really, really grateful and excited to be here. So thank you. And I'm just sitting here going, wow, life is good. I'm looking out over the ocean.
Oh, here she goes, Chris.
Hey, did I just hear him snore?
Wake up.
Stay with me now.
you know what? You got to make the best of wherever you are. You're in this wonderful, beautiful Florida looking over the ocean. While I'm, you know, here right now, the joy of technology in Canada, looking at an ice and a snowstorm, and it's coming Chris's way tomorrow. So, you know, you got to make the best of it, right?
Exactly. I mean, when I get weather like that, I look at it as an opportunity to be, you know, stuck in my house, which I love because, you know, it's my sanctuary, and you just do something inside, and it's a good reason to not have to go out and, you know, run around.
Exactly. Now, before we get started, I want to just remind everyone, you can call in today and you can ask Lori and myself any questions. But the number today only, we don't have the toll-free number working. There's some changes happening with technology with that. So you're going to have to call in to the station, the local number. And that number you call is 401-322-9091. Let me repeat that for you. It's 401-322-9091. And you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on transformationtalkradio.com. And I will be picking them up and sharing them with Lori. So, Lori, let's talk. We're going to have to go to a commercial here in about 3 minutes. So what I want to do is tell everyone, you got this great book, Common Sense Happiness. What inspired you to write this book? It's good.
Thank you. You know, I'm a super happy person. I always have been. And I can't imagine living in any other state. Okay. So I wrote Common Sense Happiness because I really believe that everyone deserves to be happy. And yes, what's worked for me can work for anyone. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what better way to reach as many people as possible than to put it in a book?
Yeah, and now, Why did you name your book Common Sense Happiness? Because it is basically common sense knowledge, right?
Yeah. I really believe in trying to keep things simple and direct, and that's what it's all about. Just plain old common sense. You know, the principles are not rocket science. They're not newfangled cosmic concepts that are hard for a lot of people to embrace. They're basic and simple, yet commonly completely overlooked.
Yeah.
So sometimes I go, God, maybe I should have named it Uncommon Sense Happiness.
It really is. I want to tell our listeners, it really is a good book when it's Common Sense Happiness. This is stuff that we all have heard. This is stuff that we know. But you know when you need to hear it again? This is the book you need to go to and go, oh, yeah, I remember. We have to go to a break right now, Lori. So when we come back, we've got to, you know, cover some of these tips that you've got in there.
Okay.
Folks, you're listening to Get Inspired Radio with Sue London, and my guest today is Lori Bishop. We're going to take that break now, and when we come back, you're going to learn some more common sense happiness tips. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back after this short break.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community, presents Healing, a spiritual event, Saturday, December 3rd, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. in Seattle. The event features free mediumship and energy healing demos, lectures in crystal light therapy, alchemy, meditation, psychometry, and psychic art drawing with the masters. At 6 p.m., the doors open for a rare opportunity to experience hands-on healing by the Ascended Masters. To register for this evening's seance, go to theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Come to Seattle February 16th through the 20th for the 20th annual Women of Wisdom Conference. The theme is Radiate the Divine Feminine. Our world is ready. Our featured guests are Jean Houston, Jean Shinoda Bolin, Imsara, Yubaka Hill, and Naomi Tutu. Join Women of Wisdom for experiential life-changing workshops and evening presentations to inspire you. You can choose to attend the whole weekend or individual events. No charge for visiting. Daily activities such as the Goddess Market, Art Show, Tea House, and receive a reading or a healing at the temple. Are you ready to join a community of women who support each other in their journey to discover and develop their passions and purpose in life? Women of Wisdom is the place to be this February 16th through the 20th. Go to womenofwisdom.org to discover all the diverse offerings Women of Wisdom has to offer you. See you there.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
We are back on on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My guest today is Lori Bishop, and our topic is common sense happiness. And are we having fun on the interview today? We've got our wonderful guest bragging about how she's in this wonderful Florida weather with a beautiful sunset. We've got the host here sitting in Canada in an ice storm, and the producer sitting down with cold weather that the storm's coming the way. So we're having a blast today, folks.
Dan LaPointe is giving me the weather report. It's completely rain right now. There's no snow in the mix.
Okay, well, we've got the ice happening here. So, but you know what? We're having happiness, and that's what this show is all about today, folks. It's all about being happy in your life. Now, Lori, I have to ask you, you and I think alike, but we got to ask you this question. Is it really possible for people to be happy all the time in their life?
Yes, I believe it is. I mean, that doesn't mean that you don't experience other emotions like, you know, sadness or anger or fear, but happiness is much more than an emotion. It's a state of being. So, you know, naturally as humans, we are going to find ourselves in situations that evoke, you know, feelings that don't feel that great. But if you're emotionally fit, you're still happy, you know, overall, even in the instances when you're feeling temporarily unhappy. It's kind of like, you know, the sun is still shining even if it's a cloudy day.
Absolutely. I mean, that's why I brought that up about how you're having this wonderful weather. Even though we're having this stuff happening with the weather, we're alive, and that's what it's all about. You're alive and, you know, you're breathing. Yeah. You got to put your priorities straight here, and, you know, you've got... You know, exactly.
Yeah, because you get to decide how you're going to feel about it.
It's all about choice.
Right.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, let's talk about, you know, when people are whining and complaining and just being, you know, kind of nasty, bitchy. Are they? I don't like using that word, but this is kind of the questions I was asked to ask you. But are they really that bad?
Yes. They are when they're habitual. I mean, you know, every now and then we just get fed up or frustrated with something and, you know, we got to vent. But, you know, when it's a lifestyle, that's just unproductive. You know, constant whining and bitching and complaining takes a vast amount of your resources, you know, your energy, your time, your focus. And why wouldn't you want to use that for something uplifting and productive?
Absolutely. And you know what my comeback is when I get around people like that? How's that working for you? You know, and it's like stops them in their tracks. It's like, what do you mean, how's that working for me? What are you talking about? And, you know, I'll say it again, and then the light bulb will turn on, and they're like, oh, well, yeah, maybe I could focus, change my focus in that. So, yeah. I'm right there with you, girl. I can't handle it. I can't be around people like that. I got to protect my energy, you know? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you do, because those people are kind of like energy vampires.
Yes.
And they will suck the life out of you.
Yeah. And again, how's that working for you? It's not working too well at all, right? So you got to shift that and you know, not be around people like that. Now, how did you come up with your five life amazing principles? How did you come up with all that?
Well, you know, it started... Really, one day, my husband and I had been out for the afternoon and the evening together. We just had, like, this great date day. And, you know, we came in and we're on this natural high and going, wow, life is so amazing. And I was like, you know, life really is amazing. It is like a maze. And the more I thought about it, the more I started to think about how we kind of create the maze of our life. And then I was just pondering and looking at, you know, what I had done throughout my life. And I realized there were certain themes, you know, that have been there that were a predominant factor in keeping me in this sort of harmonious state that I have been able to maintain. So that's really how I came up with it. Life amazing seemed to me like kind of a cool phrase, because I think it is amazing, and I think it is kind of like a maze.
Yeah. Now, like in your book, you share these five life amazing principles. And again, folks, we're talking about Lori's book, Common Sense Happiness. So can we get you to share what these principles are with everyone listening? Can I say, get your paper and pen out, folks. You need to remember what she's going to tell you here.
Yeah, we'll just touch on each one real quick so people get a little taste. Principle one is called happy, to be or not to be. And really, that's basically about people understanding that you need to make a decision. You have to decide that you want and deserve to be happy.
Yeah.
So, you know, until you get that and you make that firm decision and then commit to doing whatever it takes to achieving that, you know, you kind of remain searching through your maze thinking maybe eventually you'll stumble on it or it'll just, you know, show up somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think, you know, principle one focuses on making a decision.
Okay.
All right. Principle two is called hold your power. And that's about learning how to gain control over your thoughts and emotions, because lack of control over your thoughts and emotions is really the biggest cause of unhappiness and suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And it also, we talk about understanding the importance of establishing boundaries and knowing when's a good time to draw a line in the sand, but also when's a good opportunity to leap over that line.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right, so that's hold your power. Principle three, I call makeshift happen. And and that talks about shifting your perspective. So, you know, it's inevitable that situations are going to occur in our lives, and we don't get to have the option or the luxury of controlling everything that happens. But there is always at least one choice we do have, and that's talks about that choice and how it can set you free from unnecessary suffering, even when something's out of your control.
Right. Yeah.
Principle four, I call change your chain. And changing your chain refers to disengaging from what's weighing you down. So in this chapter, readers are guided to identify, you know, what their chains are and determine what should stay and what must go.
Okay.
And then the last one, principle five, I call romance your life.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that just sound inviting?
Yeah, for sure.
And that's what this principle does. It invites you to show up right for yourself by actively engaging in a specific approach to your life, and an approach that's as pre-meted and magical and exciting as a first date.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and you know, like my husband, I'm going to be talking a little bit in the last half, folks, about my journey of how I was in this negative place and where it took me. And my husband, he always says, he introduced me as his, not his wife like you'd expect, but as his adventure, because he never knows what we're going to do next. And you know what? That's a compliment to me. I really like that, because we are on a journey together, and it is like an adventure. And that's what it's a wonderful way to have your life. But I can tell you, Lori, years ago, I used to have Crohn's disease. And I, you know, I remember my surgeon saying to me, you know what, you got to stop telling people, when people say, how are you? You got to stop telling them, oh, I got pain here. Oh, I got pain there. Oh, this is so bad. And he'd say, just tell them that you're feeling great. He says, people don't want to know how you're feeling. They want you to say you're feeling great. And he says, and when you tell people you're feeling great, you're actually going to start feeling great.
Right.
I thought when this guy told me this, I thought, he's nuts. I need to find a new doctor. You know, but he was right. It really, your words are so powerful, and what you say, you know, it can shift everything. And, you know, you do have to make that decision what you want. It is all about choice. And each one of us has the power to do that, whether you believe it or not.
Right.
Now, what do you say to people who say, you know, I don't deserve to be happy? When they don't deserve, and they've got worthy issues and that hole in the back, how do you tell them to feel deserving?
Yeah, and that's when, you know, you have to really dig deep, and you have to get to the core of what's causing that belief. Why do you have that belief?
Yeah.
There's always a reason. It didn't just, you weren't born with that. It occurred. A situation in your life, or an influential person, or an impactful experience, something or things happened to cause you to feel undeserving.
Yeah.
So But, you know, what I tell coaches, or excuse me, clients, is, you know, if we're working together, we start digging to find out where that belief came from, and we question it. And, and if you're not somebody that can hire your own personal coach, you can still learn to coach yourself. And sometimes, you know, it's not as difficult as people imagine. People forget that you can actually sit and think and just think and ask yourself questions, because the answers are in there. And if you actually sit and ask yourself, you know, really, really pointed questions, specific questions, if you ask long enough and hard enough, the answers will start to appear. And then you can spotlight on those beliefs and decide, wow, is that belief really, you know, serving me, or is it sabotaging me?
And I can tell you, like, years ago, I worked with a coach, and that's how I got knowing that I was deserving to be happy, because I had tons of worthy issues, beyond tons. And working with somebody really did help me. We got to take a break. Oh my gosh. You know what? An hour is not enough to have you on the show, because you and I are like twins here in our thinking. And I love that. Let's take it. Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, Lori's going to share some more tips and tools with you on how you can start shifting your perspective. So let's take that break. And then when we come back, Lori will share some more. Sound good?
Great.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have Lori Bischoff here today with us, and are we having fun today? The topic is common sense happiness. Lori, can you share with everyone a couple tips that everyone can start using to shift their perspectives, starting right now?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
One of those tips actually we just talked about, which was question your own beliefs.
Okay.
Because if they're negative beliefs you have about yourself, you've gotta investigate them and ask yourself if they could be wrong. If they're doing you a great disservice, if they're holding you back. But otherwise, a good place to start though, shifting is always easier when you stop resisting reality and start from a place of acceptance. And so for me, I always say that places start by being grateful. You look at who and what you already have in your life that's good. You know, people get hung up on focusing on what they don't have. And as we know, you know, when you intensely and emotionally focus on what you don't have or what you don't want, what happens? You just seem to get more of the same. So if you can be grateful and get yourself an appreciative state of mind, it puts you in a better state to be able to make changes. It shifts you to a different perspective, which is fertile ground for growth. I'm a big list maker, so I really believe that the written word is powerful. So make a list, right?
Yeah. And I have to tell you, I'm sitting here just smiling, Lori, because you and I didn't talk about what we were going to talk about here.
And
I've got kind of my details put together, what I'm going to talk about in the final section of the show. And you're going to be smiling as you're going to hear me sharing my story of the steps I took. So
that's awesome.
I need to tell everybody, you heard this from Lori. Wait till you hear what I say, because you're going to get more confirmation of that.
That's great.
So, we have somebody here who's asked a question. This is Teresa from Phoenix. Teresa, thank you for contacting us. The question she says here is, we have a family member who is constantly very negative, and we try to limit our interaction with them, but it can be very tiring when we're around them, as if it can suck all your positive energy right out of you. Can you share any tips on how to handle our time with them?
Yeah, it seems like we all have people like that in our lives. And, you know, there's a few things that you can do when you're around whiners. Unfortunately, you know, they're going to be there. Either in your family or your workplace, but you can use that as a growth tool for yourself, and you can also use it as an opportunity to maybe help point out to them what they may not be realizing they're doing because it's such a habit. So, you know, the first thing is, if you can get away, just get away. Just remove yourself. But that's not always possible. So then, the next thing is to protect yourself, right? And we touched on that a little bit earlier, because those people are kind of like energy vampires. And they have a powerful influence on whoever's around them. You know, it's easy to get caught up in their current. So you need to be aware of it. And once you're aware of it, you can kind of put up your own little, you know, invisible cocoon and just sort of let it roll off of you. But what I like to do is really try to attack the situation with humor, especially if it's somebody that you have to be around frequently. So I like to just dive in and go, wow, you know, did you just get up on the wrong side of the bed? Do you do that every day? You know, And it's kind of like you said, is how is this working for you? Doesn't all of this bitching wear you out? I mean, I'm exhausted just listening to you. Let's talk about something fun. So you can kind of bring it up, you know, depending on the person you are. Like you and I sound like we're pretty direct people. You know, we have this thing going on there. So I would just kind of say that, bring it up, try to laugh and joke, but it, you know, point it out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe it'll help them.
You know, Teresa, if this makes you feel better, I have to add to what, you know, you're saying too, Lori, because I found I had people around me that were the same way. And it was almost like they were my teachers to help me to speak my truth. And when I spoke up, it was so empowering for me. But here's something. I had a friend of mine, she's a healer, and I was saying that I have this one family member, she drives me nuts, that, you know, none of our family are smokers. And my one sister-in-law, she was so inconsiderate, just like swore like a trooper, native. And she'd come in our home and she'd smoke. And it just was a nightmare for me. And it was hard because my husband wouldn't speak up like I would. So I had to be kind of, I was treading on thin ice. And this friend said to me, and Teresa, take note of this. This friend said, just protect, visualize your house has this bubble around you. And that, you know, only people with love and positive and good intentions come into your home. And she said, visualize you've got two angels over your front door and they're pouring love from this big urn over everyone that enters. And I thought, you know what? I was so desperate over this woman coming into my house. You can still hear it in me, right? And so I was so desperate about this. I thought, I'll try anything. So I visualized that our house, we had this protection around it. And I visualized these two angels were pouring love over it. And within an hour of doing that process, that sister-in-law phoned and said something came up unexpectedly. They wouldn't make it over. It's been 10 years since she's come back in our house. She's never been back in 10 years.
Wow.
And so it's just phenomenal what visualization can do. And, you know, this is a technique, Teresa, you can try that as well as say, how's this working for you, you know?
Yeah.
So hope that helps, Teresa, and thank you for your question.
Yeah, that was a good question, and I love the angel story. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really empowering. Like, I use visualization for a lot of stuff, and, you know, asking my angels to protect me and that. And it's been phenomenal, like the miracles that happen when you do that process. I mean, I'm talking like, Teresa, I know where you're at, girl, and I've been there. So try that. Now, what do you want people to take away from your book, from Common Sense Happiness?
You know, I think that I really want people to take away a sense of freedom.
Okay.
Freedom, you know, a knowledge that more is possible. And I think that knowing that you actually have choices, that's what gives you a sense of freedom, because choice leads to control. And for me, control leads to freedom, and freedom leads to happiness.
Yes. Yeah, it's so true. I can't tell you how many times I've said to my teenage daughters, it's all about choice. You know, you can take the hard road, you can take the easy road, you can be negative or you can be positive. And, you know, choice. It's all about choice. But I can tell you that, like, since I have shifted to being that person of becoming empowered, speaking my truth, you know, and everything that you've been talking about, I feel so much freer. I feel so empowered. And that's where you do start having the happiness all the time. And you find you, when you're in that place, your vibration of happiness, you don't have all the dramas around you. Don't you find that?
Exactly. We live in a drama-free zone. And the only time that I find myself around that is if I, you know, have had to, for whatever reason, you know, put myself in a situation around other people that are like that. But it doesn't affect me.
Yeah.
You know? I notice it and I think, wow, I wish I could help them because they could be a lot happier and it just wouldn't take that much.
Yeah. And you know, saying that, haven't you found, and a lot of listeners out there that are listening and thinking, I got a family member like this who's so negative. I discovered on part of my own personal journey is that you can only help people that want our help.
Definitely. And that's a big part of it. You have to sort of, I call it read your audience, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
some people, it's a fabulous opportunity, and if you're able to help them in some way and they're open for it, it's beautiful. But some people, just that's not their path. It's not their soul's agenda, and you just, you know, it is what it is. You, there's plenty of other people out there that are dying for some help.
Exactly. And you know, you don't want to take all your energy. Like in my past as a child, I thought, you know, my role was to help others heal. And I was always helping people who didn't want my help. And it sucked me dry, just drained me so much. And then when I came to this realization, wait a minute, not everybody wants my help. You know, wake up, you know, have more energy for yourself. That's when things really shifted for me. And
exactly.
You know, and we do have these people that come to us that are our teachers and look at what can we learn. So Teresa, you email me and you tell me what you did to solve this, because I know that you can have some positive changes happening with that family member. Lori, what words of inspiration do you want to leave with the listeners? You got about a minute, no pressure.
Go.
Yeah. What do you want to share with everybody? Some final words.
You know, I think what I'd really like to leave people with is the idea that and it's one of the reasons that I call the last principle romance your life, because, you know, making life magically delicious starts with the approach you have to your own life and life in general. And, you know, romance is about being intoxicated with giving and receiving. And that's one of the most fulfilling things in life. Yeah. And anyone can achieve that if they really want to. And I know that if you read this book and embrace it and practice the principles, you'll be able to do that.
Now, your book, Common Sense Happiness, is that found on your website, LoriBishop.com?
Where do you want to... You can go to my website, LoriBischoff.com. You can go to, you can type in CommonSenseHappiness.com and find it there, the name of the book. And you can also find it on Amazon.com.
Okay, perfect. Now, let's tell everybody the spelling of LoriBischoff.com. Do you want to tell everybody?
It's a little bit of an unusual spelling. So Lori is L-O-R-E-E, and Bischoff is B-I-S-C-H.
O-F-F. And it's .com. So
.com, right.
Folks, check out Lori's book. It is phenomenal. Lori, my friend, you just keep enjoying that Florida weather down there, okay?
Well,
and it's really been a pleasure bringing you on the show and sharing, you know, together our journey.
So, thank you, Sue. Thank you for having me. I've really enjoyed it a lot. It's been fun.
Great. Well, folks, we are going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to share my personal story of the steps I took to create the happiness in my life. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back after this short break.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819.
Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody. We'll see you there.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at fasterquickerbetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
On Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. We have had such a phenomenal fun show today. Now, I want to talk to you because some of you have been listening and you're thinking, okay, I hear all of this, common sense happiness and all these steps, but I don't think I could ever have that kind of happiness that two people talked about. Well, I'm here to tell you today that if you're in that place thinking I couldn't have that, I have been in that place where you are at now. Folks, I grew up as a lonely, only child. My dog was my true best friend, and she was actually my sibling that I never had. I shared my fears, my challenges, and my joys with my special furry friend, my dog Spot. In my childhood, I was abused, and I later went on to marry someone who was abusive. I was a victim in every sense. I was a doormat. I was a people pleaser. I wasn't happy in life. I truly felt that I would never, ever have happiness like I saw in those movies with those fairy tale endings. Until one day, I had to make changes in my life due to a couple of complications, situations that unfolded. I learned that my husband of 16 years had a girlfriend for 14 of them. Now, and at the same time, I was just fighting to stay alive for the sake of my two children. I was struggling with having Crohn's disease. And I knew that I had to make positive changes in my life for a couple of reasons. I knew that I had to be a good example to my children. After all, how could I tell my children to be happy in life when I wasn't even there? So what happened? I kicked the husband out, went through divorce, and that's truly when my journey began. So when I say to you, I've been there, done that, I can totally relate where you are. And, you know, I was 37 years old when I went through this divorce. I spent a lot of time questioning, well, what was wrong with me for having a husband who would want to have so many girlfriends? I spent a lot of time questioning why I didn't deserve happiness in the fairy tale ending. I kept taking all my focus and putting on what was wrong with me. I had gone through 18 surgeries with Crohn's disease, and I was covered with so many scars. I couldn't drink alcohol, and I had to eat a special diet. I questioned, well, what kind of man would want to have me as a partner, as a girlfriend, let alone a wife? And I kept asking myself, well, was I going to spend the rest of my life alone? Sitting down one day, I started to pray, and I was asking for guidance on how to change my life, to have a full life of love and laughter and happiness. And that is when the right books appeared and the right people came to be my teacher. You remember when Lori talked about it was all about choice? Well, I just made that choice. It was going to change once and for all. Now, during all those every other weekends when my kids were with their father, I would take the time and I would spend time working on myself. I would sit outside, be out there with my dog, Rocky. We'd enjoy the outside nature with the birds singing. And I would read spiritual books. I would read life-changing stories. I would read bios that were inspirational about people who had come from these places of poverty and going on to be successful movie stars and celebrities. I learned how to meditate. And I got to tell you, honestly, that was such a challenge for me. My mind, it just wouldn't stop. And it was really a hard thing for me to do. But I made the choice and I did it. I discovered that throughout my life, I always gave to others and I never had that equal balance of me time or of others giving back to me. Now, the way that I saw myself depended on how others saw me. I didn't feel love from others except from my dogs. And I didn't love myself. So if I didn't love myself, then how could someone love me? That was the biggest aha moment for me, folks. If we don't love ourselves, how can someone else love us? Now, what we think becomes our reality. So if we think of doom and gloom and disaster, that's exactly what you're going to get. And that is what I knew I had to change about myself. I knew I had lots to be grateful for in my life, but I never focused on that. You heard Lori say the first step is being grateful, keeping lists. Well, the first change that I made was I started writing a grateful journal. Each night going to bed, I would sit down before I went to sleep, and I would write 5 to 10 things that I was grateful for in my life. Now, honestly, many nights, I was writing the same thing, the same details of what I was grateful for that I wrote the night before. But you know what? That's okay if you do that because you're still shifting to the positive. It really is a powerful tool to do. Now, after starting that grateful journal, it didn't take me long before I became positive. It really is powerful. But the missing piece was for me that I still didn't love myself. So I knew I needed help, and I started working with a coach. I knew I couldn't do it alone. So my first piece of homework was that I got from the coach was that he said to me, I want you to stand in front of the mirror, and I want you to say 3 simple words. I love you. Folks, I couldn't do it. I would go into that bathroom, I'd get all in front of the mirror, and I would freeze. You know how many times us girls go into the bathroom? Well, each time I would go in, I would give it another shot. But the words just wouldn't come out of me. Finally, after 3 weeks of attempting to say these 3 simple words, I did it. I cannot tell you how growing it was for me. Now I can get in front of the mirror and I can say, oh, Sue, I love you so much. You're such a great person. Look at the positive difference you're making around the world. You are such a fantastic person. And look at, you're having a great hair day. I can go on and on. And my kids, honestly, I've got 4 girls. And the girls will stand there and the youngest is 19. And they'll look at me and they'll just roll their eyes and shake their head. But you know what? I did that whole process for me, not for others. And I can honestly say to you that I love myself and I know I'm a great person. And that was the next step I needed to do. Now, the next area that I had to work on was knowing that it was okay for me to be alone. I had to know that I didn't have to have a man in my life to complete me. I always raised that, you know, women grow up and you marry someone, you stay with them forever, you look after them, you be a stay-home mom. So everything that I was taught was totally different than what I was living. So I had to let this go, that I didn't have to keep focusing, will I ever be alone? Will I ever be alone? And one of the things that I started doing was that I had to learn what I liked. And then once I learned what I liked, I could focus on learning new things. Now, one of the things that my children and I did, we sat down and we started having weekly meetings on what we wanted to learn new. Now, for my first thing, I wanted to learn to get physically fit. So I joined a gym and my girls went into the kids' fitness program. My daughter wanted to learn cross-country skiing. So my girls and I rented some skis. And all I'm going to tell you about that sport is that my girls share a fond memory of their mother going backwards on the skis and falling flat in her face in the snow. That's all I'm going to talk about that. I'll let your thoughts, you know, go from there, how it unfolded. And now another daughter wanted to learn to cook. So as a team, we took cooking lessons. These are kind of some things that you can do to learn. Now, finally, the other area was that I wanted to focus on the type of people that I wanted in my life. And long story short, while I was working on myself, Mr. Wright came along. And I have been with Mr. Wright, Ross, for 11 years now. And he brings joy into my life. He is my soulmate, my best friend. And I do have that fairy tale ending that I once never thought I would have. To learn more about my story, you can go to my website, AskSueLondon.com, purchase a copy of my book, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life, and you get that at AskSueLondon.com. We're out of time, and I want to thank you for tuning in today. And on behalf of my guest, Lori Bishop, and myself, Sue London, we wish you much love and many blessings. I look forward to inspiring you again next week.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.